You're listening to SBS News.
The daughter of one of three aged care residents to test positive for COVID-19 in northwest Sydney says her father is terrified and she is furious that the majority of staff at the facility were not vaccinated. The aged care facility in Bockham Hills, run by Summit Care, is now in full lockdown after three residents in their 80s and 90s tested positive for COVID-19 on Saturday night. They all were vaccinated. But such is not the case for those charged with their care, the home's chief operating officer, Michelle Sloan, stating that only a third of staff were vaccinated.
At this time, it's my understanding that about a third of our staff are vaccinated. We have made a decision with public health. They will be vaccinating on site, all of our staff, toward the end of this outbreak. We've been advised that to do it now is of no benefit to anyone. And if anything, it might mean that they suffer from some side effects of the vaccine and we lose more staff.
That revelation that a third of staff are unvaccinated has infuriated Kathy Maloko. Her legally blind father, who shares a room with her mother, is among those who tested positive.
I found out about 9 o'clock last night that Dad had tested positive.
How were you feeling when you found out about that?
Very, very stressed, and I'm particularly stressed that an aged care worker was unvaccinated in this aged care facility. As family, we have the right to know if people are not vaccinated. My parents were vaccinated in April of this year, both of them, and they're both fully vaccinated. To have aged care workers who have been doing the most intimate functions with my parents, toileting and showering, and not therefore practicing social distancing, it's not on.
Ms. Maloko says her parents are terrified.
They're terrified. People are walking around in hazmat suits. They're not stopping to tell them what's going on. My father is legally blind, so he can't see. How dare you not tell people that are vulnerable what's going on? Every family in this state should be asking if they've got somebody in aged care. Are staff vaccinated? Because they have the right to know and they have the right to choose what they can do about their loved ones.
The three positive aged care residents have now been taken to Westmead Hospital as a precautionary measure, and they're said to be showing no symptoms. 75% of workers at the aged care facility are now in 14 days home isolation, with a search force brought in to replace them. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese is less than impressed.
Yesterday, three aged care residents got COVID after two aged care workers got COVID. If anything underlines the failure of this government when it comes to the rollout of the vaccine and protecting vulnerable Australians, it was another reminder. A reminder of this government's incompetence when it comes to the rolling out of the vaccine. An incompetence that has seen us the lowest number of vaccinated Australians of any OECD comparison.
Mr. Albanese says if this is a success, then he would hate to see failure.
The aged care workers at that facility were not vaccinated. And the idea that that's a success, well, I'd hate to see a failure. The fact is that aged care workers and residents were told they'd be fully vaccinated by Easter. It's now July and we have aged care residents who still haven't been vaccinated. We have aged care workers that still haven't been vaccinated either.
The state's chief health officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, says authorities are monitoring the situation.
This obviously it's a watch and wait. We're doing everything we can to ensure that infection control procedures are in place, that area has been of impacted area has been locked down, even within the lockdown of the whole facility. And certainly we need to wait and see how those individuals progress. At the moment, I'm not advised that they have any health consequences of COVID at the moment, but obviously that may change.
All other tests on workers and staff at the Bockham Hills facility have returned negative results so far, and deep cleaning is taking place. Almost all of Summit Care Bockham Hills 149 residents are fully vaccinated. New South Wales recorded 16 local COVID-19 cases in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. on Saturday from 45,000 tests, with just three cases out in the community during their infectious period. There have now been 277 local COVID-19 cases reported since the 16th of June, the start of the current outbreak. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the decreased number of infections is a positive sign the lockdown is working.
Overnight, the figures are where we want them to be. Obviously, the closer we get down to that level of zero community transmission, the better. But they're still likely to bounce around because, unfortunately, it only takes one or two people not to do the right thing for things then to go up. But I just appeal to everybody, if you are a close contact, you should not leave the house. Even if you need medical attention, you should ring somebody and the attention will come to you.
New South Wales authorities listed a string of new exposure sites across Sydney over the weekend. The latest cases show the epicenter of the outbreak has shifted from the city's east to the western and southwestern suburbs. Anyone who's been in the center of Auburn in Sydney's west since the 27th of June is being told to get tested, even if they don't have any symptoms. New close contact exposure sites were announced late on Saturday at Hop Hung Asian Grocery in Lakemba on the 30th of June and Strathfield Plaza Medical Practice on the 1st of July. On Sunday, New South Wales Health said anyone who attended the Commonwealth Bank at Rosalind's Shopping Centre on the 28th of June is also a virus close contact. Meanwhile, Victoria can expect tightened restrictions to remain in place until at least Thursday, despite the state recording zero local COVID cases for the fourth day in a row. And a day after Brisbane's lockdown was lifted, Queensland recorded one new locally acquired case. The state's premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, says everything is under control.
In terms of where we're at the moment, this is excellent news. You know, we're dealing with this Alpha strain, it's not the Delta strain, and it appears that everything is under control at this point in time. So we are very, very relieved about that. Can I thank Queenslanders for doing the right thing? I know that it's a big ask for people in those southeast LGAs and Townsville to continue wearing their mask and checking in. But we do need to all stick together for the next 12 days.
2 days after the circuit breaker lockdown in the Perth and Peel regions, Western Australia has recorded a new case who was already in quarantine. The man is the partner of a previous case. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.